This island has some of the best views of San Francisco Bay and the city itself, yet most people didn't want to live here. It's a unique story of misery among beauty, and it's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Before Alcatraz was a federal penitentiary, it was a military prison. But with the Depression years of the 1930s, there was a change in the type of prisoner this country needed to house.
As their need for prisoners was decreasing, the Department of Justice's need was increasing because of the spike in crime created by Prohibition. So in 1934, the Army sold the island for a dollar to the Justice Department.
George DeGarian is a ranger and guide at Alcatraz, which is today part of the National Park System. Over nearly three decades, the nation's most infamous criminals would be sent here.
We had people like Al Capone, Floyd Hamilton, the driver for Bonnie and Clyde. We had George Machine Gun Kelly, Alvin Creepy Carpus. Later on in the 50s, we had Mickey Cohen, gangsters of those years, and of course, Robert Stroud.
Stroud was better known as the Birdman of Alcatraz. No matter who you were on the outside, the Rock, as it's known, was determined to break a man on the inside.
They wanted to show that we were going to put those guys in a super prison, a place they couldn't bribe themselves out of. None of that was going to happen in Alcatraz.
Ironically, this island and some of its cells have beautiful views of the bay and the city. Some prisoners wanted to see what they were missing, while others couldn't bear the thought.
You either wanted a cell from what you could see San Francisco, or you did not want that cell. Some people absolutely did not want to hear party ships going by and champagne glasses tinkling. Those things were things that they were not going to get for a good long time.
Alcatraz closed as a prison in 1963. Today it is open to visitors to tour the cells where the nation's most notorious criminals made their home. Traveling the countryside in San Francisco, California, I'm Andrew McCrone.